There is still deadlock over Aer Lingus pilots' pay, and their indefinite work to rule has begun, leading to huge uncertainty for passengers. Pilots will hold an 8-hour strike this Saturday, and the airline has warned that along with the 270 cancellations so far, further last-minute disruptions may occur over the coming days. It is possible that passengers may even find out their flight is cancelled while they're at the gate waiting to board. Aer Lingus said it fully understands the anxiety for customers because of the industrial action, and it's giving them as many options as possible should they wish or have to change their travel plans. Well, a reporter, Ciarán Dineen, is at Dublin Airport this morning for us, finding out the mood among Aer Lingus passengers heading abroad.
I suppose we're all working, we're not looking for 24%. I know, I've heard the story, you know, it's a bit hard today. We're going to a wedding. The stress the bride has been under is crazy. They need to think about those things first of all as well.
So the flights are going as planned, are they?
But we had to change our flight on the way home, and we're coming home by Bordeaux to Cork.
We were supposed to fly out tomorrow, and then our flight got cancelled, and then we had to pay another €600 to get a flight today.
600?
600, yeah, because we're heading to the Formula One in Austria, so we had to fly out today. But they only offered us Friday, but Friday was too late to get to the Grand Prix.
A big financial headache for you?
Oh yeah, like we paid nearly €2,500 and then we had to pay another €600 on top of new flights and then another hotel stay again.
Going to New York, and we have to go to Manchester first now and then go to New York.
It's
kind of just messes everything up, to be honest.
We sympathise a little bit, but not too much. It's the busiest time of the year and a lot of people are discommoded. I think, I don't know, many 100,000 are coming this weekend to Dublin, and there are going to be a lot of unhappy, nervous people.
A taste there of the havoc that has been caused by this dispute. Well, we can speak now to our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan. Brian, that work to rule came into effect just after midnight, and already the havoc is playing a part, but the extent to which it could impact passengers even further. Could you explain just how this work to rule could cause that further upheaval?
Yeah, I think Ciarán's vox pop there really encapsulated, didn't it? Just that uncertainty, not knowing what's going on, and already the disruption, having to fork out lots of extra money to move your flight around and have your plans disrupted. And I'm afraid the bad news is that for as long as this work to rule goes on, that disruption, that uncertainty will continue, Ciarán. I mean, in aviation, many would say that actually the work to rule is in many ways more disruptive than the all-out strike. With the all-out strike, everything's grounded, everything's cancelled. But with the work to rule, things begin perhaps as normal in the morning and flights start taking off and the day might start normally. But as the day progresses, inevitably in aviation, disruptions will occur. There could be a weather issue, there could be a delay. Then all of a sudden you could have a crew and pilots ticking into overtime. They're not doing overtime under this work to rule. So you could see flights cancelled. And Aer Lingus has warned that there will be last minute disruptions over the coming days, and has even warned that people could get as far as the gate and be about to board that flight when all of a sudden the flight is cancelled and their travel plans are thrown into disarray. Just to explain what is involved in this work to rule, under the action, IALPA members will refuse to work overtime or any other out-of-hours duties requested by management. They won't accept or work any amendments to published rosters. They'll refuse to log on to Aer Lingus online portals outside of work hours or answer work phone calls outside of work hours. And you might be thinking, well, is that really that bad? Actually, at this time of year in aviation, it is, because airlines at this time of year, at the busy summer season, require their pilots to be incredibly flexible and to come in on the day off and to work the overtime and to, at the very least, pick up the phone on the day off to inquire about a roster change. None of that will happen. That all stopped from midnight last night. Now, to free up planes and to give them a buffer and to give them some additional capacity to deal with all of this, Aer Lingus has cancelled a total of 270 flights between now and Tuesday of next week. Now, those cancellations also include the planes that will be grounded on Saturday due to a planned 8-hour strike by pilots.
Now, there was some hope yesterday, Brian, when both the union and management held Labour court meetings involving both the parties separately, but there was no steps towards resolution. What exactly happened?
Yeah, as you said, there was some hope yesterday with the Labour Court development. People were cautious, however, as these two sides went into the Labour Court and there was a sort of a tempering of expectations. Aer Lingus and IALPA attended separate meetings at the Labour Court yesterday in a bid to resolve this row. Each side went in separately to lay out their assessment of the dispute. Now, first up, we had Aer Lingus. Its delegation was led by the airline's CEO, Lynn Empleton. Now, on her way in, she briefly spoke to the media. She said she was pleased that the Labour Court had stepped in, that she was hopeful progress would be made, and she said the disruption was awful for her customers, including people travelling for weddings, family holidays, concerts. Now, Aer Lingus was in the Labour Court for about an hour and a half, and when they left, they said the discussions had been constructive, but they also announced further bad news, a further 50 flight cancellations for next Monday and Tuesday. Next up was the IALPA delegation on its way in. They said they would listen to what the Labour Court had to say, but that an agreed resolution on pay would be needed to call off this industrial action. IALPA emerged after about 2 hours of talks, said it had laid out its case, but that the action would still kick in from midnight. A very short time after those talks concluded, the Labour Court told the two parties that it would not be intervening at this time, but that it would review the matter in July. And I think the speed at which the Labour Court got back to them was telling. Clearly, they felt there was a big, big gap between these two sides. The Labour Court doesn't have a magic wand. It can't bring them closer together, certainly in the space of just a few hours yesterday, to avert this action, which began at midnight last night. And remember, this dispute has already been before the Labour Court. Its previous recommendations, which included a 9.25% pay increase for pilots as part of interim proposals, were rejected by IALPA. So I think, as I say, it was always very optimistic to think that there could have been some sort of last minute resolution at the Labour Court yesterday. And unfortunately for passengers, there was none.
And as you say, 270 Aer Lingus flights up to next Tuesday have been cancelled so far. So while the airline is now focused on the contingency measures to mitigate the travel chaos, the pilots haven't ruled out either escalating this.
No, they haven't. And it's worth remembering, as you said, that 270 takes us up to Tuesday. The action necessarily does not end on Tuesday. This is an indefinite work to rule. So it will go on and on and on. And as we mentioned at the top, in the middle of the work to rule on Saturday of this week, we will see an 8-hour strike by pilots. And yes, you're right. They have said that they reserve the right to ramp up this action, that they haven't ruled it out. They're not doing that yet at this stage, but certainly that option is there for them. Now, both sides in this have said they remain open to talks. And yesterday evening, after the Labour Court said it would not be intervening, Aer Lingus expressed disappointment. It said it remains available for discussions both directly and through the industrial relations framework. And it added that it will continue to focus on minimising disruption for passengers. IALPA said it noted the Labour Court's decision not to intervene at this time. IALPA also saying it remains available for talks. So people are listening to this going, hang on a minute, they're both saying they're available for talks. Why aren't they talking? That is because each side is accusing the other of refusing to meaningfully engage. And each side is accusing the other of bringing baggage, of bringing preconditions to any talks. Aer Lingus has said that if there will be pay increases beyond previous offers, it will have to involve flexibility and productivity for pilots. The pilots have said absolutely not. The 24% we are seeking is linked to cumulative inflation over recent years. We won't be bringing in any work practice changes because they say that would be the equivalent of making our members pay for their own pay increase.
For now, Brian O'Donovan, thank you.